USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID tracking project says January is now America's deadliest month since the start of the pandemic. Officials say January saw more than 95,000 people die, which is 20 more thousand than what was reported in December. President Joe Biden is meeting with 10 moderate Republican senators to discuss their COVID-19 relief plan. Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran is one of the 10.
The president talks about a speedy opportunity to provide relief for Americans. And I think we want that. And this is the fastest way to get it accomplished. Reconciliation or other procedural means not only destroys the bipartisanship that the president has promised, it reduces the time frame, it increases the time frame in which that we're able to accomplish what the American people need.
The Dow gaining 229 points to close at 30-11. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A World War II vet who helped raise money for the coronavirus pandemic has now been hospitalized with COVID-19.
A 100-year-old British veteran who went viral for raising millions for National Health Service charities is now fighting the coronavirus himself. According to his daughter, Captain Sir Tom Moore was admitted to a hospital after needing assistance breathing. He tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Moore became known around the world for walking 100 laps of his backyard before his 100th birthday, hoping to raise £1,000 for charity. After his story went viral, nearly £33 million were raised for the NHS. The Army veteran was knighted in July. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Pro-life legislators in Iowa want to amend their state's constitution to explicitly exclude a right to abortion or public funding for abortion. The Iowa Supreme Court ruled in 2018 that a woman had a right to an abortion under the Iowa Constitution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Biden's Secretary of State is keeping his eye on a situation overseas.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony J. Blinken condemned reports that the Burmese military took control of Myanmar and detained senior leaders. The Biden administration has called for the military to reverse these actions immediately. Myanmar suffered 5 decades of military rule and international isolation that began in 1962 and was heading toward democracy since 2011. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Newly elected Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said that a left-wing smear campaign against her has backfired and warned more MAGA reinforcements are on the way. As Democrats continue to go after Greene and are even planning on introducing a resolution to expel her from Congress, newly elected Republican Congressman from South Carolina, Nancy Mace, reminds everyone on CNN.
We see it in the Democratic Party, too. We've seen anti-Semitism and certain members of the squad. We saw a Bernie Sanders supporter shoot at GOP members during their softball game. We've seen Maxine Waters talk about using assault or, you know, going after Republicans who are members of the President Trump's staff. I mean, this has been going on for a number of years, and so it's just really tough to watch it on both sides of the aisle, and this is where we are today.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.